It is midnight. Calling Neil Atkinson with Rory Smith. Rory is joining us from an Aldi car park. So if he's not quite as smooth as his normal Radio 5 sound, that's why. But he's perfectly understandable. I've just chatted to him for 15 minutes. So we know that all that is all right, and we'll move along. We want to talk about the transfer madness. Well, we don't want to. I'd rather the transfer madness didn't exist and we were talking about other things. But we have to talk about the transfer madness. And the start of it, Rory, is my position is that part. I can't quite work out entirely what this is, which makes me think it's probably a combination of things. As to whether or not it's people trying to get in ahead of shifts in regulation, whether that's government or UEFA, whether or not in the Chelsea instance, but also maybe in the bottom half of the Premier League instance, there's loads of people looking at football teams thinking, oh my God, we need to do something, and then ends up going in the way that they're going. I think that there might be a thing to get ahead of some UEFA regulation. I think there might be a thing to get ahead of other football clubs and feel as though you've gamed a system in some way, shape or form. But I think that the whole thing just became a bit of a mess. And what it's now doing to world football, what the Premier League now does to world football, I think world football is now 100% absolutely terrified of, and rightly so.
Yeah, that I've got to say is my overwhelming reaction. This sounds really poncy, and I make absolutely no apologies for that. I think too often we kind of look, we think about football in silos, whether that's clubs or fans of clubs thinking about what's best for their team, which is understandable, but not necessarily great, or the Premier League thinking about what's best for the Premier League, which is why you get all this stuff from like Deloitte and these financial firms who are effectively beholden to English football being a massive financial success so they can get work, sort of celebrating the financial power of English football. They're not thinking about the lower leagues particularly, except in a kind of dismissive, yeah, of course, it's better trickle down economics, it'll definitely get there somehow, it'll be fine. They're certainly not thinking about kind of is it good for European football. European football doesn't think about whether stuff's good for African football or South American football or whatever. No one thinks about it in the round, and I realize that makes me sound like I'm the only person on the planet who's got a brain large enough to compute this thing on a global level, which is not what I think necessarily. And it's also not what I'm trying to say, but it does continually strike me that although there are several bodies that are in place to do this, no one ever seems to be able to think, like, what is the impact? What impact is this having on the game in general? And as someone who loves football in lots of different ways for lots of different reasons, I am not even scared, like, resigned to what the Premier League has done, slightly worried professionally about it, because I find the whole thing much less interesting than it should be. And that's difficult when your job is to tell people that football's really interesting. But also just despairing is the main thing. I don't understand how anyone can look at what the Premier League has done, this world where like Bournemouth can outbid AC Milan both on transfer fee and wages for Nicolò Zaniolo, and think, yeah, this is great. This is definitely how football should be, where you've got like this league of 20 teams, three of whom change every season, that is able to cannibalize all the best talent from all over the world, and everything has to exist downstream from that, and there is no romance or glory or potential for success or really any hope outside that.